diamonds in the heavens and a throng upon the shore. I dreamed I was a good man, a father with a trade. I didn't see it coming, that was no choice that I made. Seconds in the village of the dead. But how can there possibly be no more room up there for me? Here I am in limbo. Here I am.
Change that I may belong. Here there's no two but All right. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. A few minutes afterwards, but fret not. We still have, as promised, ladies and gentlemen, the Algebra Mothers. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
All right. It sounds like you're primed and ready. You know who that is, don't you, Matt?
That's Matt's band.
paid me to do that, you know, by the way.
That was actually pretty cool that you were playing his band Discipline.
It's our opening band.
Hey,
thank you.
So back to us.
So we are very grateful to be here. Scott, thank you for having us on WHFR.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And we're going to start with a song that we had originally recorded, or not recorded, we had written back when we were just wee teens, maybe turning into early 20s. So we're going to start the set tonight with As the World Turns.
Thank you.
right. Yes. You're listening to Live from Studio J with the Algebra Mothers. Sounding great, guys. Girls.
Thank you.
A little bit of everything in here.
Yes, a little bit of everything in there. Thank you so much for coming down.
We're very grateful to be here.
All right. So you got a lot of great tunes to play for us. We might as well keep going.
Sure.
Okay.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Algebra Mothers. All right, so that's a track called Wear.
Wear Me Out. We just gave you the abbreviated set list. It's actually called Wear Me Out. We do a little shortened version, but that was the bass-free version. Somehow we lost the bass on that one.
I see a trend here, you know. You had that big rainstorm for the DIY. Now this, it's like, wow.
That was a real test of character, and we pulled through. We did well. Yeah.
Oh yes, you did.
Did not get electrocuted.
All right, so.
Hey.
Yeah, the bass kind of dropped out, and it seems like it's back
a little more.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
All right,
there you go. There you
Let's
go.
Keep going. This next song is. Regardless of what your set list says, Scott, it's actually called Dancing on the Head of a Pin.
No, it's called Drive.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's called Drive, Drive, Drive.
So there's three drives in there?
Yeah, there's three.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll have to get with...
Something's slowing me down. Something's shaking me up. Are you excited about fun? What you mean, what you say? What you say, what you mean? I'm
across it, my, won't you come across it, my, won't you come across it.
All right. I think we're back in business, folks.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. Yes.
Sorry about that.
Sounding good. All
Thank
right.
You. Thanks again for having us. We've got a show coming up on the 27th of December. That's about a week or so away, and it's at PJ's Lager House with Oscillating Fan Club and Matthew Smith, who's very well known around town
yes.
for Outrageous Cherry and many other great
outrageous
bands.
Things.
But he does a project that's electroacoustic, and that's what he's going to be opening up that night
All
with
right.
at PJ's on the 27th.
Okay. And it says that you're going to be doing a batch of new material, right?
Yep, and we have already broken into a couple of those new songs, so we got another one for you. If we're all ready, we can do
yeah.
Dancing on the Head of a Pin.
Yeah. Live from Studio J with the Algebra Mothers. If you don't mind, folks, if you could go around the room, introduce yourselves, who you are.
All right.
Start okay. with the oldest members here.
Ooh.
Original members.
On drums.
Dan.
The drum god.
Yes!
The drum color.
On keyboards, we have...
I'm not the oldest, but I'm Matthew Parmenter on keyboard.
Woo!
Yeah!
Ralph Valdez on bass guitar and occasional vocals.
This is Gerald Collins on vocals and occasional guitar.
Chrissy Morgan on woodblock vocals.
Karen Neal, a.k.a. Queen Bee, on vocals and hand claps.
And super sass.
So this is like a hybrid, huh? Half old, half new?
Yeah, you can call it that.
Yeah. Yep, a human experiment.
So you are working on new stuff that you're going to be releasing next year.
Well, we're hoping to record some of the stuff that we're working some of the bugs out from today and through the last couple of shows. We've been introducing some new things the first time in many, many years that we've done new material. Most of what we perform is stuff that we did back in the 70s when we first did our first one and only single, which got picked up by Third Man Records and re-released last year. So we've been kind of having fun with that, and now we are, as you said, working on new things and trying to bring some new stuff out into the world.
What's the difference between now and then, other than the fact that you are older, obviously?
Well, we're not old.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet, anyway.
Not going down without a fight.
The difference. Well, you know, the scene is a lot more varied than it was back when we were kids. There's a lot more different clubs and scenes you can play on and, you know, a lot of different types of music out there. So, you know, we try to steal from a little of everybody and put it into our own thing, you know.
Put it in our own mother's blender.
There's still plenty of room for algebra mothers, though.
Thank you.
Hey, so this one is an old one. This one is an old one, too.
Hold your horses, hold your tongue. I'm too old and you're too young, and don't you forget it. Take my breath, but keep in line, and don't forget it, don't you forget it. I don't want you to get wise, just keep on making who you are. I don't want you to get wise, just keep on making who you are. I said I don't want no big surprises, just keep on making who you are. I don't want no big surprises, just keep on making who you are. Save your mental, save your best, keep your distance, keep your place, and don't you forget it, don't you forget it. Give it sense, don't give it love. I'll be the hawk, you'll be the dog, and you'll regret it. Pass the title, pass the time, I'm the law, and you're the crime. And don't you forget it, don't you forget it. I call the shots, you call the cops, one more time. You're gonna regret it, you're gonna regret it, you're gonna regret it. I don't want you to get wise. Rock me, Dan.
Listening to Live from Studio J with the Algebra Mothers. So this is something that started out of a project when you guys were in high school, huh?
Yeah, as soon as we came out of high school, we kind of met each other in high school, but we didn't really get to know each other until we got out.
Okay.
And when we got out, there was a new burgeoning punk, new wave, whatever you want to call it, scene. Mm-hmm. And we had always played music individually, but we got the idea to try to play it together. So we started getting together and writing songs and... Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, we were probably the sixth band to play at Bookies Club 870.
Wow. Okay.
Really?
So you guys went to Cass Tech?
Yeah, we did.
I was like a little bit behind you. I didn't start there till 78.
Oh, okay. All right.
Great
I knew
school.
Some class of 78, but you just started in 78.
Yeah. So just a little bit behind you.
Yeah, just a little bit. That's when we were off recording, actually. So, what else we got going on here? We got a few more old songs, a few more new songs.
Okay.
So
we got a new Facebook page.
New Facebook page. Ah, there you go.
Why don't you talk about that for a little bit? Who knows the most about that? Is it you, Chrissy?
That would be, it would be Karen or Chrissy. So. Yeah.
Well, we do have an existing Facebook group that Ralph runs, but we are merging into the artist page on Facebook. We also now have a Twitter account and Instagram, so all you have to do is search us and find us and like us and follow us and come see us play and buy us things and
jewelry and expensive
buy
cars.
Stuff.
But yeah, it's easy to find on Facebook, just Algebra Mothers, and we also go by the nickname A-Moms, but on the Facebook page, it's just at Algebra Mothers, and the website, I believe, is just algebramothers.com.
You can also search on Third Man Records. They still have that album of the original pressing and 45, I believe, as well available on the Third Man Records. That's Jack White's album.
Label.
Our album, but his label. So.
Now, is that where the new material is going to come out of, too?
Hopefully. We haven't really made any final decisions about that because it's all still just kind of happening,
still
developing.
Out the material and,
Right. Yeah. Well, it says.
It's nice to have opportunities like here to be able to do that, too.
Sure is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
So your flyer does say that it's going to be the last show for a while. Is that what you're going to be doing then?
Right.
Yes, exactly. We're going to be going into the studio in January and working on some of these new songs and then presenting them to the label.
Sounds great. Yeah. I look forward to it. I know it's going to be awesome.
All right. I don't know why I'm feeding back, but do you want to continue with the set or cut something out?
Yeah, no. We can go ahead and do an old song called Nuns in Chains.
Nuns in Chains. Ooh, I can't wait to hear this one. Hey, what kind of costume change are the ladies going to do for that?
You saw that one coming.
They've been known to.
Listening to WHFR.FM. All right, station making waves live from Studio J.
Fell down a well. Help.
Oh, no. Rescue Ralph. Does anybody want to volunteer?
Grab all those pennies.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
We got a new one.
We got a new one. Got a new one.
Got
new
Chrissy,
one coming through.
Chrissy Morgan.
So. Oh, nice.
Love is
From Studio J with the Algebra Mothers. All right. So we have Chrissy Morgan on the lead there, the vocals.
Thank you.
All right. So how is it different playing with these new kids on the block, so to speak? How is that changing the sound and all that?
It's amazing. You know, these folks that we have very fortunately recruited into this old band, now a new band, are beyond talented, and their ears are incredible. You know, we'll be playing a song, and they'll each one of them have stopped us at different points and said, "That is messed up." No, they'll say, "They'll say that's out of tune, or you need to do it this way or that way." And we appreciate that a lot because it helps us, you know, stay on track. And it's amazing. It's a good chemistry, and we love playing with Matthew and Chrissy and Karen.
Well, I don't know about Matthew. I mean, that was kind of a crazy move, but you know. But definitely getting the ladies here, that's wonderful.
We enjoy it, too.
Yeah, we feel really blessed to be a part of this.
Thank you.
If anything, to bring Karen and I together and to hang out with our idols.
Feelings mutual. It's a group love thing. But let's get back to some new music, if you don't mind.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Algebra Mothers. All right.
That was another new one. That was called House on Fire.
House on Fire. You know, we're going to have to catch up here since you couldn't write down the entire song titles here, you know?
You know, luckily some of them are just the one word, but we'll get with you later on that.
Okay, because House on Fire was the one before that that Chrissy did. That was Torch?
Just Torch, yeah.
Just simply Torch, okay. I already know about the Nuns one. I'm not going to forget that one.
Forget Nuns and Chains.
No, that's a visual that I'll never be able to get out of my head. Goo Goo Eyes before that, okay.
Nuns of Fun.
Yeah, Alan's asking, wasn't Nuns and Chains a movie of some sort? Or?
It was a movie in my imagination. Okay. I was kind of picturing like a, I don't know, this was back in the day with Russ Meyer and, you know.
Russ Meyer, yes.
Movies like that at the drive-in. Uh-huh. You know, I'm going back a ways for people that remember things like this.
Those double features.
Yeah, there. Right, that kind of thing.
Thank God we have Quentin Tarantino to remind us of
thank
that kind
you.
Of stuff.
Exactly. That's it.
So we do have a little bit of time, so let's not rush too much.
Yeah, let's not.
What I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, let's talk about the original members a little bit. I know a couple of them are unfortunately no longer with us. And there's at least one other member that, for whatever reason, isn't part of it anymore. Not a bad reason, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, the living members, we consider them to still be Eldrimos. They just live out of state. So when they're in town, they do play with us. So,
okay.
So that's Dave Rice, who also went on after the Eldrimos to play in L7. And
really?
They're getting reissued on Third Man, I believe, next year as well. And also Kirsten Rogoff, who is still with us, and she lives out west too. So she played keyboards and did vocals,
aka Cherry Blackwolf.
Cherry Blackwolf.
That's what I know her under. Huh?
Yeah, then so we have lost a few members through the years, a few fallen mothers, and we dedicate all our sets to Diana Balton, who we met at Cass Tech. We were great friends and started the band with her. She was the original Farfisa organ player and vocalist, and Larry Rosa, who was a great mainstay on the Detroit music scene many years ago. And he also joined us as producer and keyboard player. And our original drummer, Bronson B. Bronson, also known as Steve Bradford, passed away many years ago, too. So we dedicate all our live shows to the memory and spirit of those fallen mothers.
Okay. Yeah. May they rest in peace and enjoy the music still, hopefully. All right.
Okay. You know what? We're thinking we might just throw in an extra song.
That sounds like a plan to me, sir.
How about Chemical Tasties?
Live from Studio J with the Algebra Mothers. Now, I know this is the one that everybody's probably been waiting for. This is like your Freebird, right?
And the latest single.
Yeah, yeah, we have no way of not playing it.
Yeah. We're having a party in here. You want to join us?
Only if there's strawberry cheesecake.
There you go. All right, Matthew, Dan, Gerald, Karen, Chrissy, Ralph, thank you so much for coming down. We had a blast.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, WHFR.
Thank you, thank you, Mark.
The only station making waves.
WHFR.
Join us on the 27th at the Lager House.
At PJ's Lager House, December 27th. Great show with Matthew Smith and Oscillating Fan Club, yes. All right, so you got one more for us?
Yep.